Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We love Jason Aponte, one of the many great 49er content producers. He's all over the place on Twitter, man, representing for the Niners Sprint Right Pod, Niners Nation. He's everywhere. And I wonder, because he's full of himself now because he got Aaron Judge and the Yankees hitting 61.
I mean, I don't
blame
him.
To the playoffs, and the Giants, they're trying to battle to get to 500. I don't know what they're doing.
Let's start right here. Okay, we were having a debate because we're talking about through three games, this looks like a really good defense. Elite is what I would say. They haven't had a true test. It's really early. In the last 20 years or so, we narrowed it down 2011, 2012, 2019, and obviously this year's version in terms of the best defenses of the last 20 or so years from the 49ers. Which defense are you taking?
First of all, thank you guys for having me, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. And yeah, Aaron Judge is 61, but I think we know who the home run king is. It's Barry Bonds.
Thank you. Barry Lamar.
That's coming from a Yankee fan, everybody.
From the Bronx as well, too.
From the Bronx.
There we go.
From the Bronx.
Yeah,
there it is.
Not Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
No.
We don't do that, actually. But no, if you want to be prisoner for a moment, and I'm going to just take this defense, and here's why.
Okay.
Jimmy Ward hasn't played one snap. Eric Armstead didn't make this game either as well, too. If Jason Verrett could possibly be in there, right? And Sammy Womack starts, and now D'Amador Lenoir steps in, and he plays well. Mm-hmm. You're talking about insane depth in the secondary now when Jason Verrett returns, Jimmy Ward returns, and then Eric Armstead coming back and getting himself back acclimated. I really don't see how this defense wouldn't be the best in this time period unless there's barring some sort of injury. And knock on wood, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. Right. But Nick Bosa is on his way to a historic season as far as pressures and sacks. I think that there's no way to look at anybody on all those other defenses as far as, like, you know, Aldon Smith was incredible. But Nick Bosa, what he's doing right now is he could be one of the top 1, 2, 3 football players in the world at any position if he continues his race. So, yeah, and throw in the fact that DeMeco Ryans has largely become the best defensive coordinator in the league. I mean, on 3rd and 14, right, let's just say this, and I don't want to disrespect the great Robert Saleh, but on 3rd and 14, what you would have normally seen from this defense in 2019 was just everybody drop back in the cover three and just make the front four go get him. He's sending pressure on 3rd and 14 and sending guys. You know why? He's dialing it up at the right time, and he's not taking his foot off the gas. The defense is the least of my worries with this team.
Wow, 20, that's a good point. You made a lot of excellent points there. Don't forget about Vic Fangio, another great defense coordinator in 2011. That was another team that did not blitz.
No.
They didn't have to because of Justin Smith and Aldon Smith, Ahmed Brooks, and, of course, Ray McDonald in the middle, Isaac Sapuaga. That was a great man. We're talking about some great defenses here. But time is early. It's too early to tell. Denver struggling on offense. We know about Geno Smith in Seattle. Mm-hmm. But you play with who's on the schedule, Justin Fields in Chicago. And the problem I have with this defense so far, Chicago went crazy with those 3 straight touchdowns. The game got sideways with the Dante Pettis play, but this will by far be their biggest test on Monday. And I still think the Niners defense has an advantage because we know, Jason, Matt Stafford will throw a couple up for the defense.
Absolutely. And when you look at the way that their offensive line, I mean, there's so many questions about the 49ers offensive line, but here you're looking at the Rams offensive line. You're looking at no boom, and you're looking at, like, there's no Andrew Whitworth. He's not walking through that door for them anymore. So now you're going to see, similarly, even when Whitworth was there, the Rams didn't necessarily blow the doors off the 49ers. Mm-hmm. They still struggled to score points. Allen Robinson was supposed to come in and be immediate contributor, and I don't think that that's happened yet. I don't know what it is about him and Matthew Stafford. They haven't gotten on the same, you know, Cooper Kupp as the Cooper Kupp, but running back situation, they don't really have a rotation there either, so they're in a similar place. Like, it's funny, across the league right now, and I believe that the number is for 10 years, this is the least amount of points across the league that have been scored. So there's a lot of teams that are struggling right now on offense, but even if the Rams were firing on all cylinders per se, the 49ers have never really given it up to them. Like, it's not like they're just giving up 30 and 40 points to them.
That's a good point.
So now when you bring into the fact that Tyler Higbee is the number two guy with targets, their tight end, and the 49ers have done a masterful job covering tight ends, the Rams are not necessarily going to come in here and score points. And that's always been the point about when Trey Lance started or whoever was going to be the quarterback now, is this defense is never going to let any game get away from them. They're always going to have a chance to be right there, and it's all going to come down to the offense execution.
How do they get this offense to just pop a little more, man? We were talking about just different personnel things, and coming outside the box with, I said, hey, maybe it is playing Debo exclusively at running back so that you can at least run some play action, because now it feels like every time he touches the ball, everybody's all over him, four, five, six guys on him. Is it playing Danny Gray? Is it just asking the quarterback to play better? How do they get some pop out of the O?
I think it's all of the above right there, Chasky, at this point. I mean, look, the Debo Samuel thing, you heard Kyle Shanahan say something that kind of was disheartening after the game about, well, nobody's shocked at the Debo runs anymore. Okay, well, now you know that. Fine. So maybe when you have Debo Samuel in the backfield, maybe you don't necessarily give him the ball so that everybody doesn't key in on him, right? Danny Gray, sure, you'd like to see that, but I think the quarterback has to play a little bit better. You have a lot of questions about this offense.
Yeah.
I understand that, right?
Yeah.
I understand that. But I'm not as concerned, because as long as there are guys running wide open down the field, it's not going to boil down to Kyle Shanahan, right? Like, there's all this talk about play calling and all these things. Kyle can't throw the ball either, right?
Yeah. And
everybody always wants to talk about, well, you know, he's got the shackles on Jimmy. Well, you don't know what's being discussed in that room. You don't know what is going on, right? So my issue becomes this. Kyle Shanahan gets Brandon Ayuk on a safety or a linebacker. That's a matchup you need to take advantage
of.
Just have to let it rip. How many times can you see a guy running down the field wide open, hand up, and Jimmy Garoppolo throws it into two guys? Or when Brandon Ayuk is running across over on third down, which is a perfect third down play, and Jimmy throws it at his feet. Look, I'm not here to bash Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think we can all objectively say he played poorly on Sunday.
Yeah,
that has so much more to do with this offensive lack of success than Kyle Shanahan's play calling.
Yeah.
You can criticize certain play calls, and I'm fine with that. He's not above criticism. But at the same time, as long as guys are running wide open and the ball's not being thrown, I'm not certain what Kyle Shanahan can do anymore, and that's why he moves heaven and earth to try to move on and get Trey Lance, because this was happening too frequently.
Yeah, and you know what? It's well said. You're spot on. Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, Sprint Right Pod here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. You're so spot on, because plays are there to be made, yet the quarterback is not making them and not taking advantage of matchups, which is frustrating, because last week, players and whoever coaches are talking to Michael Silver at SF Chronicle, talking about, well, Jimmy gives us the best chance to win. And you watch that game on Sunday, and you hear all the excuses, and it's frustrating to hear that. So with that said, you're out there in the Bronx. You're covering the Yankees. Chasky and I, the last 2 days, have been saying, this team lacks playmakers, which is why I'm hesitant to put Debo at running back, because I'm saying, well, if you put him at running back, the wear and tear he's going to get, all of a sudden you're down a wide receiver, and you have Brandon Ayuk, who's going to get shadowed by the defense, a corner and a safety over the top. Danny Gray, we don't know anything about. The quarterback can't get the ball to Danny Gray. And you have Juwan Jennings, who can't really get separation on the outside.
Yeah, he's a possession receiver
at best.
Which is fine.
Playmakers, what are they saying out there in New York City about Saquon Barkley? Now, it's very premature, but I wonder what's going to happen in that situation where he's going to be a free agent after the year, and we have no idea if the Giants want to pay a running back.
And to echo that, in 2019, when we could clearly see, hey, wide receiver's a problem,
they traded for Emmanuel Sanders
during the middle of the year. If you're a win-now team, I'm looking at this team, I don't know if Elijah's coming back. You know, so I'm just asking, what are they saying about Saquon Barkley? Because I think he'd be a great fit.
Well, look, I think that a lot of the people here have a problem with the way that Saquon hasn't been able to stay on the field. And a lot of people, you know, the game has moved toward not paying running backs second contracts, right?
Right.
Like the name of the game right now is draft them, run them into the ground, and let somebody else pay them, right? So now look at the Cowboys, right? There's a lot of talk now about Ezekiel Elliott being passed over by Tony Pollard, right? You know, Derrick Henry isn't exactly King Henry like that anymore. Dalvin Cook is injured again. Christian McCaffrey is constantly injured. Alvin Kamara is injured.
Right.
This is why so many people stay away from going with the second contract. If I was guessing for the 49ers, I don't think they make a move like that, but I don't think anybody here in New York is necessarily ready to ship off Saquon.
Right.
I think that they're more focused on what the hell are they going to do with quarterback? But it's just the NFL right now has just moved away from the whole well, pay running backs and just keep feeding them, because, you know, once you get to 30, you might as well call that 50 in running back year.
Yeah. Right, no doubt. And just the aggressiveness at the deadline, because the deadline's going to come during the Niners' bye week. You know, October 30th is going to come, and then, you know, deadline's November 1st. Last year, we saw like 10 different moves around the deadline. We saw Von Miller get shipped to help the L.A. Rams from Denver. He goes to L.A. and wins the Super Bowl. Beckham gets cut by the Browns. He becomes an L.A. Ram. This feels like a year where the Niners may have to get aggressive, because they had their full complement of picks in 2024 and 2025. You got a second-round pick next year and a third-round pick. I almost feel like they need to get aggressive and just surround Jimmy with playmakers and make it as easy as possible, as if he's a rookie or a second-year quarterback like Trey Lance.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of having him at this discounted rate, even though his numbers are going to go up the more he plays. It's still a discounted rate down from the $26 million. So you have flexibility to play around with. Don't forget the cap is going to increase next year. Too. I mean, I would love to see the 49ers go ahead and do that. One thing I think we're kind of overlooking at this point is George Kittle's first game back.
Yeah.
Now and you know, he's probably getting himself up to speed. The only thing that I would say that is a little bit concerning now is that now that Trent Williams is out, how much is George Kittle going to have to be in there to lock now at this
That's
point?
That's big.
I mean, from what you saw in the game the other night, because I'm blown away how much they get this guy to block. And I get it. That's part of his game. And it's what makes him so valuable. But I don't pay guys to block at the tight end position. I pay him to catch passes and take routes. He just didn't look like he had any juice. Am I the only one there? Or is that just I'm looking that he doesn't get enough targets to where he could show that he's running through people still?
No, I think that's very fair. And I think that, again, it was his first game back. You know, he had missed so much time because of the injury as well, too. So we have to give him at least a little bit of leeway there. And you know what? This may sound like a cop-out. I kind of want to give Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit of leeway as well, too. But it kind of makes me feel bad when I hear, well, it was like riding like a bike, and then all of a sudden this week it's like, oh, well, we were rusty. And also, you know, for the people that tell me, well, he hasn't had the playbook, you know, which page in the playbook says, the end zone is 10 yards only. You know? I think that we need time to figure this out. And I think that's what the glass half full approach is that I'm going to take, right? It's 1-3 right now. It's 1-2 right now, right? In week 3. You have the Rams, you have the Carolina Panthers, you have the Falcons, and sandwiched right after that is the Chiefs. So you have bookended two really good teams. But if you find a way to get this done on Monday Night Football, you really have a chance to go on a little mini run before you get to the Chiefs, because let's just face it, the Panthers aren't very good, the Falcons aren't very good, and this defense, regardless if the offense isn't clicking, will be able to overcome those two teams, and then you get the real test. Hopefully by then this offense is kicked in. So, look, the sky isn't falling. Don't light everything on fire, right? Like, the season's not in the balance right here. You would love to have this win, and hopefully an extra day on Monday Night Football helps this offense kick into gear, but it's still right there all in front of you. And need I remind you, the NFC West is going to be run away. I mean, Arizona should be 0-3. Yeah. Thank you, Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. Seattle's terrible. And the Rams aren't exactly blowing the doors off of people either. So no one's running away with this division. It's still right there in front of the 49ers.
Doesn't it feel like if they go into the bye week 4-4, that's a win for the Niners, considering all the turbulence this season? They could be 4-4 going into the bye week. Then you play a Chargers team that's going to be without Joey Bosa for a long time. As you mentioned, Arizona's been a mess. The Saints can't do anything offensively with Jameis Winston. My goal is just be 4-4 by the bye week and see where you're at. See where you're at before the trade deadline.
Right, 100%. That's exactly how you should feel. And this is such a week-to-week league, not only with the way the teams play, but injuries shape how these teams are being brought up, right? Like you just mentioned it. When you look at the schedule and you went down the line, you said, well, the first two are wins for the 49ers. Well, we know how that worked out. They went 1-1. And then you say, oh, the first test is Denver. But then you realize that Denver hasn't actually been sharp offensively. Right. So that changes the way you look at it. So that's why you don't get too carried away with wins, loss at the beginning of the season when you see the schedule. Because week to week, an injury here, the team's not performing there, teams change and they don't look that good. You know, you don't pray for injuries, but that's just the nature of the league.
Jason. Good stuff, man, as always, man. We love having you on the roast.
Great stuff.
Our roasters love you, man. Check out Jason at Niners Nation on Twitter, of course, and Sprint Right Pod. Jason's all over the 49ers, and he's all over Aaron Judge, who may be a future Giant. We'll hope.
Look, I will say this, and look, if he does end up going back home with the Giants, I will be happy for him. Every single dollar, I'll be happy for you guys, and I'll be rooting for him to be the first righty to put it in a Cubby coat.
There we go.
There it is. Look at that. He's not leaving the Yankees. Come on, man. 500 million.
I don't think so either, but if it happens to be you guys, I'm happy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.